We just be recording over some.
Yesterday.
I wrote in the last when it was.
Say some things in your language if it's easier. Darling, could you then interpret if there are things that are easier that way? Jimmy, when we were talking a while ago, you're talking about some of your hunting, about the boys that hunted and then about your hand, how you broke your hand. So could you talk about hunting?
I wish I got a harpoon a long time ago. I used it for harpoon. I learned it from my father, my grandfather, to teach him how to hunt walrus. When I was 9 years old, my father, he teach me how to hunt walrus. Before teach me how to hunt walrus, they tied a walrus hide, baby walrus hide rope, about this much round. They got it cut out this much for holding, to tie it with a three times. Very thin, berline, tied it, easy to break. They hold it that way. They got harpoon head, this much long, ivory, harpoon head. Maybe I will draw it, be all right. You can see them. Old time, harpoon head, use it for a while.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to draw it on the
blackboard?
Yeah,
black? This is a harpoon head. There's a blade. You put the rope right here inside. You got rope. You got drawlet right here. See. Something like that. See. You got rope right here again. I draw the harpoon. There's the line. It's for testing for the ice, right here. Testing for the ice. We got line right here. We tied right here three times. Pulled right here. I pulled right here for hours. Wallace got hole right here. Come up, Wallace, I see. It's a tusk. We outboard it right here, see? Couldn't come up, bro. Outboard. Light it, we hold it. Then we got stick. Another. This is us. Then we, when you break this one, there's a line. It's for water, see? From here to water, see? Line. You got hole right here, and we stick right here, see? Hold it. We put right here. We hold it. That way. Yeah. About 15 minutes going down to there. When getting lost, we pull. When we put the line, maybe 5 or 6 boys come over to help us. Make bigger hole, right? Cut of ice. When they come out, they shot it right in the brain. One shot, then a bullet on top of the ice. Then we cut it. Then we drag about 5 miles, 4 miles, sometimes 10 miles out. Drag pretty long. Some young boys tired because we hold some. We like walrus meat. Long time ago, I couldn't learn it. I used this kind of harpoon on it myself. I hunted tools. Every day, never stop, I go on tools. Except easy to break when we hit it, boom. Break this one. Right here, break. We got extra harpoon head always. The ivory, easy to break when hit it, boom. That's why when we start to strike them, the blade coming straight this way, we hit it. Not this way. It broke easy. Hit it this way, blade. The blade is that way, the blade. That's the way it pointed, sharp. Right here, very sharp. That's why look right here, see? When I try to hold it. When I have for it, I try to hold it. Couldn't hold it, yeah. Pretty strong. Walrus couldn't hold it. 1 month, it will not hold it. No. 4 or 5 boys can hold it. That's why it broke right here, see? The doctor told me, so they won't fix me. Fix this one, so I don't want to. Sure, I know what you fixed.
The doctor fixed your hand?
No.
The doctor. How did you fix it?
No. The lame by himself. Healed up himself.
Yeah.
No doctor.
Did you use anything on it?
No.
When you come up to the hole, is there a certain side you go on? You drew the walrus so that his head was facing away from you. Do you know which side to come up to the hole on?
This?
Yeah.
This, everything come out.
Yeah.
Come out. Only that one, identity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a special place you try to hit them?
Right here?
No. The walrus. Yeah. Where do you try to hit his head?
Right here, see? Chin, you know chin with the whisker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right here. Sometimes the walrus, see? There's a walrus tusk here. It's chin. The head. Right here. Yeah. Right below the head, huh? This is a head. Yeah. This is not, this might think meat, you know. Strike right here. Mostly, we want to strike right here, right in the chin, whisker.
Yeah.
Because this must rock.
Could you tell them about the kind of rope you use here?
We used baby walrus skin. About little over half inch wide. Yeah. And this was thick. That was thick skin when you dry. Pretty tough and strong.
Yeah. What about? Could you tell them about the boy using the other kind of rope?
Only we use skin rope, no white man rope, because easy to twist white man rope.
Twist up. Yeah.
Easy to twist.
Yeah.
Not too good for hunting for walrus, no. When we strike them, all people tell us, get away from the rope. Because right here, see, we hold it right here. If we come out, we'll lose everything. If the front and the standing man, the rope, they will twist it. You got cold in the water, that's why. I know, I heard one man, two times, the walrus been pulled in the water when he struggled. The rope come out, twist it in his leg, but they got using a two knife. One he put in the belt, one he butcher knife, big one right here, tied it. When they pulled it, the walrus, when they pulled it, they took out the knife and cut him, they come out. Yeah, he's smart. That's why old people tell him, put your knife about this much long, big knife.
Yeah.
Right here, tied it right here. They got covered with a skin, walrus seal.
Yeah.
Seal skin. Put it in the belt.
Yeah.
Right in the belt. Small knife. That way, see. It got covered, tight in her belt right here.
Dennis, could you ask him if it was man-made rope that the man got tangled up in, or if it was made from walrus?
What kind of rope did that man, was that man using? Was he using skin, or was he using white man's rope? When he got tangled up?
Only actual rope, skin. Walrus hide rope.
Yeah.
So, if they come out, if sometimes they break, so walrus pull them. If they're standing near the hole right here, man, the skin is too much dry. Twist it out of it.
Yeah.
It will catch it.
It just
flips
and
flips around. Yeah. Almost, I'll do it myself too. One man is with a son, they hold it. They strike it that way. So I try to hold it in the front.
Yeah.
The hard, so rope has come up to my legs. But I sit down and do it. My legs come out, do it with the collar. So I didn't.
Was that white man's rope or?
No.
That's more rope, yeah.
How old were you, Jimmy, when you got your first line?
How old were you when you got your first walrus?
Me? Mm-hmm. I was 14 years old. 12 year old, 14 years
old. How old were you when they first took you out hunting?
Me?
Yeah, the first time they took you out before you got in.
I was 10 year old. Teach me how to walrus. I've been watching.
Yeah.
White man rope, I know it, I'm going to tell you, white man rope, the name was, brother. Lord, I learned in the past, they used white man rope. We are hunting. Lots of boys. That time was a hard time. Gamble got not much meat, walrus meat, she only that. Because Simone, is good hunting that time. Some boys come to Simone, they want to drive some, get some walrus. That boy, he used a white man rope. When I see him, you better not use white man rope. Give it to me. You can use my rope. No, I'm going to use this one. I can do it myself. Because not your court, I know what they tell us white man rope. We don't use them for walrus for hunting. Yeah. First time he was hunting. About maybe 14 feet long. About 4 feet wide. The walrus always never let them freeze, let them get water, always come up, walrus come up, never freeze. About this much thick around the hole. Because make ice freeze, make just like one. Everything put wrong. So that boy, when he strike him, he tried to hold it. They never lose him. Just to hold it that way. That's why they twist, pull it in the water. See, they not come out, kill it. We don't see him someplace. No, we try to find. We tried to see him, never come out. Walrus take him someplace pretty close from the walrus. Also, we heard barking walrus under the ice. They might fight him, fight the boy. One of the boy, he was holding right in the end, see? He tried this way. It's your hand. One of boy. He touched his hand. That's all. Good thing they not to grab him, that boy. So if they grab him, he's that boy's pretty strong boy. You can pull it, that's your boy. Good thing they not to grab him. Pretty bad. Good thing you can see him. That boy. The name was Francis. English name was Francis. Long time ago he died. I don't know what years. Pretty bad. I wish I got harpoon so you can watch me.
Well, maybe you can make a harpoon in that shop right here.
Yeah. I got a walrus tusk myself right here.
Yeah, we'll go to the museum. They might have a harpoon there too.
Yeah.
We'll see if they have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do
Do people on the island, do they, I know the water is cold, but do they swim? Or can they swim?
Do they swim? Like St. Lawrence Island?
Some boys, they swim in the summertime.
Yeah.
Some boys, young boys, not older boys, never try it.
Yeah.
Old man, they never tell us how to swim. Only they teach how to paddle a kayak.
Yeah.
But we don't know how to paddle the kayak. Easy to keep warm. That's why old people want a kayak. They got government teachers, they got kayaks. Not using, just keep it in the cold.
Yeah.
Some boys, young boys, in the springtime, they take to the lake, they use it. Some boys keep over and put it, they got line and pull them. When they take over the pole, that's why the old people, when they see them, the boys try to paddle the kayak, they take them, you don't have to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way I was hunting. That's why I've been broke my thumb right here.
Can walruses make new breathing holes, and how? If you cover
they keep
up
the same holes all the time, the
yeah,
walrus?
Right.
Yeah.
Always the walrus, keep open, never freeze.
Yeah, they keep maybe, it open all the time.
Yeah,
huh?
Maybe 20 minutes, 15 minutes, come out again.
They use the same hole?
Yeah, same hole.
Yeah.
Some of them, when they freeze, when it freezes, the hole come out, getting from the water about bigger than this hole. When it freezes, come up this much tall, little hole. Freeze water when it cold, when the walls come out, the water. Make them freeze this much tall, little hole.
Yeah.
Just like a little igloo. Just like a little igloo.
Do they keep breaking?
Yeah, keep always.
They just keep breaking it.
But then it'll break around right here, see?
Yeah.
Come up, freeze.
Yeah. There's Rebecca.
When do you do your walrus hunting? In the spring or in the winter?
Winter time and springtime. In the springtime, they used a boat to skin board hunting. In the winter time, we used an ice. We used in the winter time harpoon. Same thing. In the springtime, they used harpoon.
In the winter time, you go out on the ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the ice. Where do you go? Walrus hunting. On the ice.
Before it's, I stay here.
Yeah.
I never hunting when I stay in a gamble.
Yeah.
But I stay right here, right in the front, right here. Lots of walls always.
Mm-hmm.
In the winter time. About 5 miles. Always. Every day, I go by dog here.
Out on the ice?
On the ice. Always. When we kill, always, every day I kill walrus because other boys, some older boys, older men to other people, boys' father, come with us when we go hunting. He told me, go ahead, you go hunt walrus. Go ahead, you try to kill walrus. That's why I use walrus harpoon with the rope. So always, every day I kill walrus, most of them.
Yeah.
So we drag them about, the walrus maybe about 7 feet, 8 feet long, more than that, 10 feet. About this much wide, almost 2 feet wide. Oh, we divide it, we cut them, each voice. When we caught seven boys, we cut the skin and we divide it, 7 pieces. Everybody can drag them, you can get the meat. What would we do with that?
Do you always hunt at the same hole, or do you hunt in different holes?
Different holes. Sometimes sometimes they crack the ice, when they push ice to the ship. From shore ice, the brick open about this much wide, crack. The walrus come out in the crack. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. When you catch or when you kill the walrus, does that person who killed the walrus keep the husk?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. give the rest.
Yeah, I'll take a test, yeah. With a head, we drag it. With a bone.
Yeah. You were telling me about the dead walrus that your son told you about on the phone the other day.
Oh,
where was that?
Who about it?
Where is that?
This is little island, see?
Yeah.
You see this little island, poor island. My boy, the four boys, they went to Northeast Cape. He took one, they got one spade boat, aluminum boat. They dragged them. They got ice right now. They got ice freeze solid to the little island. They dragged them with the ocean come up to the island. They tell lots of walrus every four of the walrus come up to this island, poor valleys, lots of them. Yeah. We find it this year, week ago, before we left, he went to the south side, to Poor Island. So we come over before he come back.
Mm-hmm.
He called the day before yesterday. We come back, already to Salunga. We find it, lots of walrus, dead walrus.
Dead walrus?
Yeah, dead walrus. They take a full sack of the coal sack, you know, sack full of walrus, sack full of them.
Four sacks?
Four sacks, full of the tusk.
That's from the
lots of them, maybe lots of dead ones.
Yeah.
Lots of walrus
dead.
Were they just little ones that were dead?
Most of them are small walrus.
Yeah.
Not big ones. I think somebody been scared them, I don't know. Maybe when they over, the small ones, they over, you kill them.
The big ones crawl over
yeah.
the small ones?
Bunch of walrus. They been died. I'm giving you, I know, I'm going to tell you about a long time ago, I heard when they got village, Pope Island, they got village up there. They used igloo. Long time ago. Long time ago, they come up, lots of walls up there. All the village, they tell the parents, other village, they not put the light outside. No, getting dark, black out the roads. When the walrus come up to the shore, they got spear, sharp. When they see them, lots of walrus, they go over to kill the walrus, let the walrus kill them. When they kill them, then they cut everything and then put the storage. They got material, put storage. person, bone, only blood. After that, when they cut everything, then they wash the blood, clean up. They do it that way. Right now, he was taking whole ivory about, this way, 4 or 5 feet. Yeah, they're taking whole ivory now, picking some ivory. Right in the beach too. Yeah.
That's on the island?
The little island, Pole Island. Yeah. Still, we hunt in the springtime. Every spring, we go to Pole Island, Kialia, they got old village. They're digging some ivory.
Yeah. You built your house at Northeast Cape a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get the lumber for that?
From right in the Chilo farm. That time was a ship windbreak, maybe a freighter boat. You got whole lots of lumber. 2x12, flooring, Kevlar, not plywood, only that one. Also some clothes, you find it.
Or washed up on the beach?
Washed on the beach, maybe from near the north, maybe somewhere north, north wind, drifted to the shore, good. Well, you find it mostly civil car right here, lots of lumber. That's why I've been building a house, big house.
Yeah.
Lumber house.
Yeah.
Jimmy, what other kinds of things do you find on the beach? Because I know at home you find these Japanese
balls or the glass balls? Glass balls. Define it. Glass ball. Yeah. You know some big meat, you know. Fish meat.
Yeah.
Define it. We got lots of balls.
Yeah, those are Japanese with the balls. Peter?
I was wondering what you wear when you're out on the boat walrus hunting. What do you wear?
What kind of clothes you wear when you go walrus?
Before, we used deerskin coat. Deerskin pants, sealskin pants, old cow. Muckluck sealskin boots. We got socks, sealskin socks. Put the wool sock inside, white man sock. You'll get double coat. Unborn skin inside and butchered skin outside and snow shirt on top. You'll get cold. We got sealskin mittens. You're getting cold. We're in that time. Now it's no more. We use this fan, not very warm. Now, my wife and me, we're wearing a sheepskin coat. She make a coat, sheepskin. It kept very heavy. It's pretty warm.
You made the coats?
Yeah.
What did they, when you went to school, you were 15 years old?
Yeah.
What did they teach you in school?
In the morning, first making bread.
In school?
And afternoon, 8 o'clock, cocoa. But now it's bread. It's fast. and I thank Slu about that, the make of rice and put him somewhere and that. But I
think. Yeah.
Pray. Clothes.
Yeah, we'll make sure some paper or something.
It's called all this meeting. School kids, gloves, and hat, and underwear.
So you sell it to in school?
Yeah, school. And five girls, three girls, shooting.
What did they do with the bread that you made?
Someone wanted to take the garlic.
They used to make sourdough bread and then sell it to the, bring it down to the store and then sell it there and then use our money for the school.
Each car of them out. 3:30. Yes.
Right.
You start to school it for 3:30.
Then was
12:00 dinner time. 1:00 to 3:30.
Are you also?
Are you also? I come home with a ring.
They used to have to stand in corners, or only the boys would get hit with rulers in the hands.
Everybody quiet, never talk. Beat them right. When somebody talk a little bit, stop.
Were those missionaries that were
teaching? Yeah, missionaries.
What church?
It was
the first one that came.
Mabel, did you say that the girls learned any writing or reading, or was it mostly just baking and sewing?
So mostly reading.
The
older kids learned sewing and cooking, and when they had time, they did writing. That sort of thing.
Did they teach you writing in school?
Yeah.
Both of you?
Only a I was in the camp only second grade. I've been quit. Second grade.
But they taught you writing?
Yeah.
And reading?
Reading. Yeah. I didn't learn much spelling and reading. Only most, I learned quick arithmetic.
Yeah.
My cousin, he was seventh grade. The highest grade is seventh grade.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Who is that, your cousin?
John.
Is that John Kapungo?
His father.
Paul Shilo?
Yeah.
My cousin. His brother.
So look at the photo.
Yeah.
She looked
at it. Paul Shilo is a good. She's pretty good to English and translated.
Yeah.
In the church, in the service, she translated the Bible.
He wrote a book, and it's in the library. It's good. Paul Siluk, he wrote a book about St. Lawrence Island.
Was that Paul?
I think it was Paul. It was a Siluk anyway.
Yeah, there was a Yeah, I remember Siluk, but I don't remember.
It's called Sivuokuk.
Yeah.
The old time, or the old people's stories. It's real good.
Could you check that out?
I already did, and I checked it back in, but I'll go look for it. I have the number.
When the missionaries first came in, did people kind of rebel against them, or did they accept them? Or what were the attitudes towards people coming in and just kind of trying to?
What did you think of them, Jimmy? You personally, your previous assessment.
Think of who?
Of the missionaries.
Yeah, I think he answered the questions. Yeah. I think he was answering that. The last time you told us about the people from Siberia and Gamble, they're mainly related to Gamble, is that right?
Yeah.
And you were telling me about the time that the boats came from Siberia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many boats?
No, chuck time, nine.
Yeah.
Nine boats.
Yeah.
Come to visit. Every June, mostly early June, it's about middle of June, before ice get away from the beach. Till early spring in June, July is calm, mostly calm, no wind. So that's why the Siberian people visit to the Gamble. Because they like walls high, big makla, we call makla, rope. They need that kind, that's why they want trade.
On Siberian side,
yeah,
they want that?
Yeah, because as a friend, maybe they got no female walls, that's why. They not tell much other makla. Maybe before we get gun, maybe Siberian people did not, he got no rifle, that's why. It's been hard time before that. they trade from Guam people before that, some gun, 44, 482. Yeah.
They traded the guns to yeah. Siberia?
Mm-hmm. They trade.
Yeah. What did they get back from Siberia?
What?
What did the Siberian people trade from Gamble?
Skin. Coat. Deer skin. And they like young fawn, deer skin. Hmm. All of the tenant. They trade them some rope. Mucklock and Wallace hide, because Gamble always, when he go out to Wallace hunting in springtime, he kill eat Wallace. He got limit. They not kill over. Eat Wallace they kill. Old people, they tell him, eat Wallace, they can kill him. He's all right. Because only without bone, just the meat and skin, the blubber, brought to the village, to the shore. If when the good weather, mostly a long time ago when I was young, young boy, always mostly calm weather. That's why never sleep. Sometimes 3 days never sleep. Keep going on always, every day. Bring in meat, everything, then go back again. We do it that way, back and forth. When the bad weather comes, they try to dry them because of blood. Sometimes 3 days, never sleep. Old people, they didn't go on. No matter when they're wearing time, before daylight, I heard a long time before they got to use sail. Only they use sail Wallace's stomach. Wallace's stomach makes sail. Yeah, maybe dry. That's why they put the water, didn't want to break them. Put the water a little bit. Well, when you sail, you sail.
You were telling me about trading with some of the other things that the Siberians used to bring over.
Also, tobacco, big leaves. We call tawakapit, big leaves, this much long, for tobacco. We use for smoking tobacco, for chew tobacco. Except when I was a little boy, some people, not very much, sometimes they drink, bought some whiskey, I don't know what kind of whiskey, about this much cake, small cake, some whiskey, I don't know what kind of whiskey.
Yeah, and
old people only use it, only old people use it. Wabaka means wabaka. Only they use, we call it wabaka. They not use smoke, chew it. Wapak, come on, you call it wapak.
Jawana.
What about,
I don't know, maybe marijuana or different things. You know, marijuana is smoke. I don't smoke. I never taste liquor. No, never taste. Now 80 years, I never taste. No, never taste. No smoke.
Well, what about chocolate? They bring chocolate. Is that something else?
Spice.
They brought chocolate too.
Chocolate
and
candy.
Oh, Japan, they brought some,
Gebisha.
They call it Gebisha. Something like coffee, big, just like chocolate, big chocolate. About 1 inch thick. Gebisha, the name was Gebisha, some Russian maybe, tea. With a cut knife, one cup, put the water, put in the water, gebisha, make them wet before the boil. Mostly boil it in hot water. Hang on the shields. Shield all that. Hang on the lamp, let them boil it. Cook it. We drink it and we boil it. You know, right now it's electric coffee.
One more thing that I want to ask you about. You, Mabel, I'd like to finish the family tree later, but you could tell them the names of your children now, and I'll write them on the board. The oldest boy is adopted, huh? Your oldest son?
First, my adopted Walter.
Walter?
He's been born in Walla Walla, Washington. I've been a cat, 9 year old.
Kathy Numo.
Kathy Numo?
Yeah.
Okay.
One is that lost Jackson.
Jackson?
Yeah.
Boy.
Boy.
Okay. And lost.
That was Morris Tully.
Morris?
Yeah.
Raymond.
Raymond? Yeah.
Raymond is the Wheeler, huh?
Yeah. He's a Wheeler. He's a good hunting for polar bear, too.
Yeah.
And Ellen?
Ellen?
Yeah.
That's Ellen Bays?
Yeah.
And she lives in
She was in Nome right now.
She lives in Nome now.
And Herman.
Herman?
And Jane, he lost girl.
Eugene was hurt.
Oh, I forget it. Eugene.
Eugene. Next to the Ellen.
Ellen.
Next to the Ellen.
Ellen.
Eugene.
Yeah, Eugene.
Yeah, Eugene.
Okay.
Next Herman and Jane.
And Jane?
Very lost. And last one, Gregory.
Gregory?
Yeah.
Gregory.
And one girl.
Gregory.
Thelia.
Thelia?
Yeah.
Adopted.
And she's adopted too.
Yeah.
No.
No.
You're up on that. Normal
Madonna. Normal Madonna, I'm adopted. Norma, Walter's sister, Norma. Norma?
Norma?
Yeah.
She's adopted?
Been adopted, yeah. Walter's sister.
That's Walter's sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's been married to grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a family.
Okay. They had also told me how many children each of these had. I think I'd like to get into this the next time. I just wanted to give you some idea of what we're covering. And Pam Herman has made available a family tree outline that we may be able to use in the next class. And we'll get the grandchildren in here as well. Before the end of the class today, there's something that I need to take care of. First, I do have some maps. Who's driving that needs a map? And where did I put this one? Did I leave the bottle in there?
They're in the order of their birth.
Yeah, all the oldest.
Okay, who are the drivers that need maps?
Do you have a microwave or anything?
Or no.
This is tomorrow, Friday. Let me just describe to you what we've done in the past. We've just gotten together pretty informally, and I haven't talked with Steve yet. Asked me about his class coming in. They usually will meet with their class from 5 to 6. Steve doesn't know this yet, but I'm going to ask him just to practice up there. And then in that way, we can come up at 5 o'clock, and that will, that won't break up your evening too much, hopefully. So for those of you who would like to come up, you're invited. Is there anyone that would like to come up who will need a ride? Can I see a show of hands?
I can take 2 people.
Okay. Tony Rides doing it. Peter? Bay? Anyone else need a ride? What's your name?
Carol.
Okay. Okay, what I'd like to do in the next few minutes is to break up, but don't go away. Okay? And let's get the riders needing rides and the drivers who are driving together so that you know where to pick each other up and so forth. Who are the drivers again?
I have a van.
Okay, how many of you will be coming from campus? Okay, how many of the drivers are coming from campus? 5 o'clock. Okay, so those that will be coming, Gail, Kip, Robbie and Velma, you'll all be on campus at 5?
I have a class at 4, so I'll
just be at 2. Okay, what's a good place to pick up?
I've got 2 people already. I'm picking up at McIntosh.
Okay. Carol, where are you located?
Scarlett.
See, McIntosh is down there. Okay. Who else is needing rides now? It's not taken care of. Bay? We have a driver here that can pick up Bay, and where are you located?
Dead End Alley. University in Geist.
University in Geist? Okay, Gail? Okay. Anybody else?
They connect.
Right around. Okay, with your questions, I'd like you to put, as I mentioned, some thought into your questions, and I'll be commenting back to you on these, and I'll be asking you some questions about your questions besides using them. You'll see when you come back, because I do have comments already on some that I have gotten. But as I mentioned to you earlier, I think that there's just an immense amount of learning that can go on from what Mabel and Jimmy can bring to you. And then, since this is a university class, there are some things that I just want to ask you about the process here as well. So find out as you get these questions back. And I'll be writing some comments on some of the questions that I've already heard. Are there any? You've had a chance to listen to Jimmy and Mabel for a while now. Are there any other questions you want to just articulate before the rest of the group here? What are some of the other things you'd like to hear about? You've all written questions, so I've got ideas.
I'd like to hear more about you mentioned the ivory carving.
Want to hear about ivory carving?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy has brought some material, and incidentally, he'll be coming over here.
I couldn't move myself, or Carl joined to bring with me today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are tools over
yeah.
there.
Of course, I want to finish my dog slate.
Ron Sunungituk, who is director of the Net Art Center, has invited Jimmy to come over and work there. And Jimmy has materials, so he'll be over at the Art Center at least part of tomorrow morning. Do you know where the Art Center is? The Net Art Center? In the next to the Great Hall.
I have a question. Are they going to be here, at their home this weekend? If you want, you should go with you.
Okay, you'll be home on the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. So but it would be a good idea to call if you're going to visit. And,
is there a number?
6325.
Yeah, anytime, phone.
Yeah.
6325
is the phone number. 416F is the apartment number.
Question: is it better to go and visit them singly, or would it be better to possibly go in a group of two?
Okay, thank you for asking the question, because that's another point that I wanted to cover. In the past, one thing that I think has worked well for students that have done it is to just for a couple of students to go up together. And you'll find that you remind each other of, you generate thinking between you just in going together, going up there together. So I'd like to suggest that to you. Additionally, that would be useful, because if you all went one at a time every week, you keep Jimmy and Mabel pretty busy. They'll probably be teaching, besides this, they'll be teaching from 5 to 6, I think, on these same days. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And they'll be teaching dancing up on the fifth floor in the lounge.
Isn't it up in Hescombs? Or they moved it?
Yeah. Or it's going to be. Yeah, it was up in the lounge up here. Then additionally, they'll be working with Steve Jacobson probably from 3 to 4 at least twice a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, or Wednesdays. So those are times when they may not be there. In other words, about the same time every day, they may not be there.
Okay. Other than that, they expect to be there, although they have found people from the island living here. Lily Miller, is that your name?
Linda Banton.
Oh, and Linda Banton. There are people living here from St. Lawrence Island. Okay, with these questions, you can either turn them in now or you can turn them in before noon tomorrow, but I'd like to have them by noon tomorrow. And secondly, who is going to be writing notes from the tape today? I don't have a list with me.
I think
Dharma? Okay.
I didn't write it down.
What day?
Tuesday and Thursday here.
Okay.
And, oh, yeah, Velma's turn today. And, for the first note-taking. She's not quite finished, and she expects to have it by noon tomorrow, right? Okay. And I've also asked hereafter that they be turned in either to Carol or myself the following day by 1 o'clock. So, Velma, you'll have yours to me by 1 o'clock tomorrow, and then after 1 o'clock, anybody who would like can come and pick up sets of notes from last Tuesday and today, right?
I don't know if I have it done. I'm having dinner for some pizza at the house to step on.
1 o'clock tomorrow. That's an assignment.
Yes,
it's only a...